I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. I am never upset for the reason I think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. You are never upset for the reason you think. We are never upset for the reason we think. We are never upset for the reason we think. We are never upset for the reason we think. We are never upset for the reason we think. I am never angry.
Because I had a lot of things conspire at my request this morning to not get me here, but I prevailed. They tried to stop me, but I prevailed. Me and my computer have a love-hate relationship. Those of you who have computers, you know what I'm talking about. It's silicon, you know, so it's alive. And so mine always decides to mess with me whenever I'm in here to get something done. It works fine until that moment. And then it says to me, it looks at me right through a screensaver. And it says to me, so let's see if you can practice all this peace. You know what I'm saying? And thank God for the course, because it always gives me a lot of ammunition to use when I try to take my peace away. Like, I'm never upset for the reason I think. I wasn't upset about the computer. You know, that was just a smoke screen to hide what I was really upset about. I'm really upset about being separate from God. I'm really upset about being separate from love and peace and joy and harmony and abundance and prosperity all the time without crazy people who call it for love. But I'm tired of them. Yeah. Don't y'all go nowhere. Stay here. Because I'm right with you. I'm right with you. I'm learning what I'm teaching. If you teach best what you most need to learn, so that gives you some idea how much I need to learn forgiveness. I'm the teacher. So don't cross me. I'm working on chapter 25. What we got to do is, but nothing can stop me from doing what I love to do more than anything in the world. And that's being here with you. I enjoy teaching and sharing the truth more than sex, and you got a ghost song for that. I'm dedicated. I'm going to talk about honesty on page 11 in the teacher's manual. And I'm going to read it first in my own dramatic style. And then I'm going to go back through it. Let's see if we can get the message. Let me just read through it first. Page 11 in the manual for teachers. The book in the back. Honesty. We're God's teachers, by the way, so I'm going to do it in a personal way. All other traits of God's teachers rest on trust. Everything rests on trust. Once trust has been achieved, the other traits can't fail to follow. Only the trusting can afford honesty, because it's only the trusting can see honesty's value. It's only somebody that trusts that can see the value of being honest. It's only someone that trusts that can see the value of being honest. But you can't really trust what's not honest. Now, it's very important to recognize that honesty doesn't apply only to what you say. Honesty doesn't only apply to what you say, or apply only to what you say. The term honesty actually means consistency. Honesty means consistency. It doesn't apply to what you say only. It really means consistency. So honesty is another term for consistency. There is nothing you say, that means there's nothing you say that contradicts what you think, if you're honest. There's nothing that you say that contradicts what you do, if you're honest. No thought opposes any other thought, if you're honest. No act belies your word, if you're honest. No word lacks agreement with another, if you're honest. Such are the truly honest. If you're truly honest, it means at no level are you in conflict with yourself. At no level are the truly honest in conflict with themselves. At no level, including the physical level, are those who are truly honest in conflict with themselves. Therefore, it is impossible for the truly honest to be in conflict. Based on this, we're a bunch of dishonest son of God. We trust nobody in here. Because I doubt if anybody passed the test that just laid down. Right. It says, if you're truly honest, at no level are you in conflict with yourself. Therefore, it's impossible for them to be in conflict with anyone or anything. So a truly honest being could never be in conflict with anything.
Wow.
Now remember, these are the ideas of the Course in Miracles, and we just want to hear the ideas first without necessarily believing it. So I'm not trying to convert you. It's not a conversion class. You know, I got a whole room full of conversions. And so if you listen to me from the perspective of you thinking I'm trying to convince you of something that you need to try to judge whether or not it's true, then you're going to miss the beauty of what you're hearing. What you're hearing is a characteristic of someone who demonstrates love. And somebody that demonstrates love is honest. And somebody that demonstrates love is consistent. Because the Course says we don't know the difference between love and fear. And so it's trying to teach us the difference between love and fear. Because many times we choose fear thinking it's love. And then we fear love thinking it's fear. So someone be loving to me, I'm scared of you.